Good morning, you guys. Happy Monday. I hope you are doing well. This is Mackenzie and this is the Mill Spouse Brief. I feel like I haven't recorded in so long since I took last week off. I did an internship down in Coronado with Surf Pack, which is the Surface Warfare Pacific for the US Navy, and it was awesome. I have never gained so much information in 2 weeks in my life than I did in those 2 weeks. They were intense though, because it was down in Coronado and we currently live on Camp Pendleton. Going down there in the morning was an hour commute, and then coming back it was anywhere between an hour to 2.5 hours, so it did eat up a lot of time in my day. Sitting in traffic in rush hour. So that was probably my least favorite part of it, but it was so worth it. I was able to meet so many different people and I was able to just do a lot. I wasn't sure what it was going to be. I kind of just thought I was going to be shadowing, but I was really like actually doing stuff. I was writing emails, emailing scripts, going to the different meetings, like all that kind of stuff. And it was really eye-opening to what I was going to experience when I hit the fleet. And so I'm really grateful that I had that opportunity to learn about it. It definitely was eye-opening to like, hey, this is what it's going to be like working every day. I think the hardest part of it was, since Kate and I are both working right now, we didn't really have like a system or a schedule with like, oh, who's going to cook dinner and who's going to do laundry and who's going to help keep the house clean and, you know, just different things like that. If you know anything about me, you know I'm like a really big schedule person. And because it was only 2 weeks and every day was kind of different depending on what was happening, we couldn't really make a schedule. So I am glad that I had that experience to kind of know like in the future, this is what would be my ideal schedule or this would be what I want to do. But I was able to learn just so much. I was able to gain a lot of like resources and materials that I have like a huge, huge binder full of for when I do finish training. And so I'm really grateful that I have all of that and to like get a head start. I was able to talk to the detailer and hopefully I should have orders within the next few months. So that will be nice. Another big update is with our house. I didn't think that it probably didn't help that we were like closing on a house while I was working this hectic 12-hour days, because that was probably also really stressful. Because we said that we would be able to do a 21-day close, it just meant that we had to uphold that on our end, and so we really were moving. A lot of it was like, hey, we need this document today. Hey, we need this right now, you know, that kind of thing. But everything is pretty much in the clear. There have been some stressful things. There have been a lot of learning moments. Once we officially close and move in, I'm going to do an episode about it. Just everything I learned about the VA, about home buying, just about it in general. Because I feel like a lot of time when I talk to people, they'll be like, oh yeah, like you didn't know that. Or there'll be a lot of people that are like, oh, I didn't know that either. And so I just feel like there's a lot of things where I'm like, people need to know this and be prepared. But I'm really grateful that this opportunity has opened. It's a little bit scary, but I am really grateful to be able to have the means to buy a house and to have a place for us to live. I'm really excited that we can paint it and we can do whatever we want to it. So that will be really fun. And I am getting ready to start moving. I am grateful that we have such a big window to move. So it's actually looking like we're going to close this week. So we'll have all of next week, and then we move out of our house on the 29th. So we just have to be out by that day. We are going to Denver for Christmas for 4 days. So I'm grateful that we have at least some windows like before and after, just because I feel like if not, I'd be really stressed. But overall, I feel like that's super good. I'm having the planner party this week, and so I've been getting ready to have that and figure out my goals for 2022, and so I'm really excited to start this new year and have another clean slate. I cannot believe that it actually is 2022. I feel like 2021 has gone by way faster than I've ever imagined it to go. But I'm really excited. I feel like it'll just be a great year. I feel like so many exciting things for us. And Cade is learning more about TRS and SkillBridge. So if you're a listener and you know anything about that or you have any tips, please let us know. the more we learn about it, the more I'll share, because I feel like it's a really interesting process, and I'm grateful that the Marine Corps has it and is willing and able to like help Marines transition better. But pretty much that is the rest of our week. I feel like the weather is not helping Kate and I, so we've had like a cold for the last like week or so. So I apologize if I sound nasally. But I feel a lot better today than I have for the last couple of days. So I'm hoping that this week it pretty much clears up and it goes away. And overall, I feel like this week will be good. I just have a lot of little things to get done in order to like move and get everything ready, finalized with Christmas and all that kind of fun stuff. And today we're going to be talking kind of all about the holidays. There are so many things I feel like that is hard when it comes to being in the military, or even just becoming older and like becoming an adult when it comes to the holidays. So we're going to kind of address all of it, and I'm really excited because I feel like it will help a lot of people with this holiday season coming up. So I've been having a lot of conversations with a bunch of different people, military and non-military, and I feel like a lot of times as you become an adult or you move away from home, the holidays and Christmas or whatever specific holiday you celebrate can be really hard because it changes and it's different and you kind of don't know what to do, or it just feels different, and how to like create those either same feelings or create better memories or new memories, or kind of how you ever view it. So I first want to talk about is the holiday traditions that a lot of people had talked about that when I posted on my Instagram, and I got a lot of responses, so I kind of just narrowed them down to either like the most popular or like ones I haven't really heard of before, or just ones that aren't as popular, you know, things like that. So the biggest few were driving around and looking at Christmas lights. I know in Columbus, where I grew up, there is the zoo that has Christmas lights in the Franklin Park Conservatory. And so I know that there's a bunch of different places here in California where you can go around and look at lights. I know that some neighborhoods are really big about making sure, like some HOAs like make you put up Christmas lights, like it's like a whole thing. So a lot of people say they love doing that, specifically driving around with hot cocoa and looking at lights. Some other ones were setting up a holiday village, doing gingerbread contests. One of the biggest ones that people said was getting new Christmas pajamas. I liked one that said that they open a present on Christmas Eve. My family tradition was we always got to open a present on the family Christmas party when we had that like a week or two before Christmas with all like all my extended family. So that was one of our favorite traditions, where we were able to open a gift then, and I know that we always looked forward to it. Another cool one that someone told me about was that they get a new Christmas book every year. And because they've been doing it for so long, now they have like enough, and that they read those like every day of December leading up to Christmas, which I thought was really cool. And I feel like it's really fun to, I don't know, just be able to create new traditions. I think sometimes that is what I've seen and heard be the hardest for military families, is if you aren't going home for Christmas, like how to deal with making new traditions but wanting to do the traditions you grew up with, specifically if you got married and you have different traditions, which ones are you going to do, you know, all that kind of stuff. And so I feel like it's a cool opportunity to kind of create your own path, take some from one spouse, take some from another, and kind of combine, create new ones, you know, all that kind of stuff. Some other ones that I thought of were doing something special on Christmas Eve, whether it is, okay, we're going to watch this specific movie, or we're going to eat this specific meal, or, you know, things like that. I think it's always super fun to make any type of cookie or a bunch of different cookies and hand out cookie plates. And I just feel like overall, anything that takes a little bit longer that you can like spend time decorating or creating memories doing, I feel like is always really fun. With cookies, we made a lot of cookies, but we also made Buckeyes, which if you're from Ohio, it's basically like a peanut butter ball, and just like peanut butter and powdered sugar. It's like very unhealthy for you. And then it's just dipped in chocolate to make it look like a Buckeye, which is like the official nut of Ohio. And so that was always really fun. We did that growing up with my cousins, and I looked forward to that all the time. And so I just think it's important to realize that traditions can change, or where you're at, if you can't go home for the holidays or if your family can't come see you, that's important to still make Christmas what you want it to be. I think that's the biggest thing that I have learned by talking to other people. It can be hard when family doesn't come home, or you're not able to go, or, you know, things are just starting to feel different. You're getting older. Maybe there's not little kids, you know, all that kind of stuff. And I think the most important thing to ask is, like, what do you want and what's going to make you happy? And then kind of basing it off that. Okay, so this is what I want and this is what would make me the happiest. And then, okay, this is what my spouse wants and this is what they would make them the happiest. And if you have kids, you know, those kind of things. But I think it's just important to state, like, I'm upset because we're not making cookies at grandma's house. Okay, well, how about we, like, make cookies here and send pictures to grandma, or, like, call grandma while we're decorating, or, you know, things like that. I think one of the best things that I have realized is a lot of people around you might be feeling the same if they're not going home, if they're missing out on feeling like, hey, we're not getting to experience this with our families. And so my biggest advice would be to do stuff with your friends. You know, I feel like we talk a lot about that your friends in the military community are technically like practically like a second family because of how much you guys have to rely on each other because of everything that you go through in military life. And so I don't think the holidays have to be any different. I think you can start creating these memories and these traditions with your friends that have become family. And so I think that's really important. Another thing I think is to have people try and come see you. You know, I know we talk about this a lot where it's like, hey, it's way harder for military to go home. So ask your parents if they can come out and see you. Ask your cousins if they can come out and see you. Try and have them come out to wherever you are instead of you going home, you know. I know sometimes it's easier to go home because you're able to kill a bunch of birds with one stone if a lot of people live in that area. But at the same time, if it's not what's going to be best or easiest for you, see if your parents or if your siblings or your cousins or grandparents or whoever you want to see have the ability to come out and create those traditions in your house. Another thing is a lot of times your units will have like spousal events to go to, which I think are really great to go. I know Cade's unit has a lot for kids, which I think is wonderful. I feel like sometimes it's hardest on them to either like not be doing stuff with their cousins or their grandparents. And so to like bring that holiday spirit in, I really think it's awesome that the units are able to do stuff. I know base has done a bunch of stuff. I know the USO does stuff. And if you are local to Camp Pendleton, I know Oceanside and the surrounding areas do a lot of activities for kids. They're pretty easy. I feel like I see a lot of them going on and I don't even have kids. So I'm sure if you're like connected to groups where they talk about kid events, it should be pretty easy to find them. My next advice would be to explore a new area. Maybe you go to Big Bear. Maybe you go up to Los Angeles or down to San Diego, or, you know, things like that. I think it's really fun that if you are staying local, that you can branch out a little farther than just local and go explore a new area since you're not traveling home. The coolest thing with that kind of idea is you're able to, if you're not going to take leave for the different 96s, like the Liberty you'll get, you're able to stay within that mileage, that radius, but still explore and experience a new place, which I think is wonderful and a great idea. Some other activities, our church, and I feel like most churches put on different activities around Christmas or for Christmas, whether it's a Christmas party or a Christmas service around either Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. So I definitely would check those out. I think those bring a wonderful Christmas spirit. There's a different 5Ks going on, I know, that are fun. Now, if running on Christmas Day is not your thing, I know a lot of people have done them for, like, earlier. I know there was just one on the 11th last Saturday, and I'm sure there's going to be more coming up. Instead, I feel like people aren't as wanting to do it on Christmas Day like they are Thanksgiving Day, but I know that there are some, like, Christmas-centered 5Ks and different walks and activities that you can do, and so I think that's really fun. Some other ideas that I had was doing scavenger hunts. So that's what I grew up with. So if it was like a big gift, or if it was like you're going to get like a big check, or, you know, things like that, my family would make you do a scavenger hunt in order to find the gift. So they would say, like, you'd open up the gift and there would be, like, clue one, and it would say, like, go to the room where all the shoes are kept, and that was, like, the mudroom in our house. So you'd go in the mudroom and you'd search, and you'd find another clue, and it would be, like, go where dad works, and then that would be in the office. And then you'd go to the office and you'd read the next clue, and you know you'd go all throughout. And then sometimes if they wanted to be mean, my brother would do this. He would like take your gift, wrap it up. So like 1 year it was like a gift card, wrapped it up in duct tape, then put it in a bowl and froze it. So then put the bowl in. Then the bowl was frozen, so then I had to like unfreeze the bowl, then unwrap the duct tape to like get the gift card, you know? Which is a little extreme, but, you know, I know my family did it 1 year for Cade. They bought him a tool kit, and it was, like, out in the, like, the shed outside. So he had to, like, go put his shoes on and, like, trek through the snow to get a shed, or to go to the shed to get the toolbox, which is kind of funny. I don't think he thought it as funny, but I was really happy that they did it because I was like, he needs to experience a scavenger hunt. He is getting one this year for his gift, so I'm really excited, and I think I'm going to make it hard. Another ones you can do is, one idea that was told to me was that her family does like an amazing race where they're like, okay, you have to go to this area. It's kind of similar to a scavenger hunt, but you have to like hop on one leg and drink a bottle of water and then do this. And then you have to do another thing. And so I think it's just about kind of making it fun and exciting. Another thing that I think is really fun to do is if you get a bunch of people to go donate to somebody, right now, Holy You Fitness, which is the gym that I'm a part of, we are doing it for two different families. And so we were able to, Katie, the person in charge of all of it, reached out and was able to find two different families that we can help. So I always think that's something that's really important and good. Growing up, we did a Secret Santa every year and it was so fun. We grew up not having stockings because the money that would go into our stockings is what we gave to somebody that needed it. And so it was really fun. I remember sometimes being like annoyed that I never got a stocking because my friends would ask me what I got in a stocking. But I realized as I got older, like how much better it felt to go give to a family in need and to go wrap those presents and how important it is to just give in this holiday time. Growing up in high school, every like homeroom got assigned a kid that we would then go shop for and wrap and then deliver. And that was super fun. That just like literally made the holiday spirit just booming. And then I think another thing that I always try and do is I love to have like the TV on in the background or like music. And so I've been trying really hard to put on Christmas music. I think sometimes I just like forget. But I think it's really important that like when you want to turn something on, like turn on a Christmas movie, turn on Christmas music, like really try and just like get in the spirit. And I think it's just really important in order to make it a fun holiday and to enjoy this season and to get ready for the new year. I think it'd be fun to do like friends events, so they're like a white elephant or a Secret Santa, you know, things like that I feel like are always really good and fun, especially making new friends and branching out. I think it's really important to do the things that make you the happiest. I think sometimes it can be really hard to focus on what you're not having or what you're missing out on versus like the different things that you could be doing or that you can be doing. Something Kate and I try to do is watch a bunch of our favorite Christmas movies. Last year we did a hot chocolate kind of like not competition but like taste testing. So we made a bunch of different hot chocolates with milk and water and caramel and all these different flavoring, and then we decided which one we liked best. I think that it's really fun to do advent calendars. I was really hoping to like make a really big one with like a gift or an activity every day this year for Cade, but then with the house and everything, it just absolutely did not happen. So we just have a cute little chocolate one, and then we have a candle one that I got from Aldi's, which I love. So I feel like advent calendars are also a really fun thing to do. This year, I felt that there was like kind of this little debacle in my family about gifts. And I was like, we're all adults. this doesn't make sense, why we're all just like giving gifts to like give gifts and like we don't need anything. And I felt pretty strongly about it. And so I saw a cool thing online. It talked about giving gifts that are reusable or sustainable or, you know, things like that. I feel like also sometimes there can be this pressure that like when you get a gift, you need to go give that person a gift and like what to do and all that kind of stuff. So I decided that this year for like all my friends that live around Camp Pendleton, then I'm gonna make everybody like my favorite granola. Then I was gonna like put it in a really cute bag and wrap it up, and then I'm gonna attach the recipe for the granola. And while some people might be listening and be like, well, that's not like a fun gift, I think it is, so that's why I'm doing it. And it's one, sustainable. No, it's not gonna end up in a landfill. Then it's also sharing my recipe, which I've never had just one single person in my entire life not say that the granola is not the best thing ever. So if you want, I'll send you the recipe. And then they have like a piece of me for when I leave, and they can make that granola, and then their kids can be like, oh, where'd this granola come from? And I'm like, oh, you know, my friend Kenzie, you know, da 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 da. Because that was one of my favorite things, when my mom would be like, oh yeah, that recipe came from this person, or oh yeah, we do this because of this person. And I feel like it just is a way better than being like, hey, let me go get you this gift that you might not ever use, or hey, let me go get you this because you got me this. And I just feel like sometimes we like feel like we have to give a gift because, and then this way, none of my friends feel like they have to give me a gift because all I got was a granola. It's not that big of a deal. It's something that I was able to do for all the people that I love without making them feel like a pressure or, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's my thought process. So I'm really excited finishing up the granola today and then to package it and attach all the granola recipes. But I feel like it's just kind of important to, I saw some ideas that you can do it with like plants. You can do it with sourdough starters, which I made bread for the first time, like homemade by myself yesterday. It was pretty darn good, I'm not even gonna lie. Cade rated it a 9 out of 10. So I'm continuing to branch out, so I'm really happy about that. But I just think it's important to like focus on the spirit of Christmas and not feel the pressure and not feel like there has to be certain things. For example, something that I do, and I kind of find it funny and Cade laughs at me, but because we like normally get each other like one or two gifts and we prefer to like go bigger on gifts versus just like, here's like 10 things to open. Well, because it's just us and most of the gifts that I send like friends or family are either like mailed straight to their house or, you know, different things like that, I feel like our tree looks really bare, which our house is pretty bare on Christmas spirit because Cade was like, don't put up all these decorations to take them down in 2 weeks. Like, please don't do that. So we're pretty bare on the Christmas decorations, but it's okay. So this year we literally got each other one gift, like one each big gift. And so I was like, well, our Christmas tree is going to look super bare. So what I just do is I keep all of our boxes and then I just wrap empty boxes and I put them under the tree. And I think that they look way cute. And then it looks like there's a bunch of Christmas presents under the tree, but they're all just empty boxes, which makes throwing them away a lot easier. So then I'll take like all the ribbons and the decorations off of them and save them, and then I'll just throw it away. And some person might find that wasteful, and it like it is a little bit, but it's at least makes me happy to see like not a bare tree, because I think sometimes that's also the biggest reminder when you aren't around family or family's not coming to visit, is this whole like, well, I don't have all these gifts under the tree, or the tree doesn't look like how it normally does, or, you know, things like that. And so I just think it's important to do whatever makes you happiest so that you are happy in this season. And then just realize that change is good and change is inevitable, excuse me. And so to focus on those things and realize that in reality, everything's going to change. Like, we're no longer kids anymore. Christmas won't feel the same. But that doesn't mean that we can't do the things that make us happy in order to enjoy Christmas and enjoy the holidays and all that kind of stuff. And so that would be my advice. To just close, I think it's just important to reiterate that you make Christmas how you want it to be, and or any other holiday that you celebrate. And I think it's important that you stand up for what you want, and you do what's best for yourself and your family, and realize that there are so many new traditions that you can create, or there's so many new things out there to experience. And I'm sure if you ask your friends that aren't going home, if you guys want to like meet up on Christmas afternoon after like you wake up and you know you do different things, I'm sure everyone would rather do that than be alone, you know, by themselves. And so watch a movie as friends. Create a meal. So like Cade and I's thing is like we like to have monkey bread on Christmas morning. My family always grew up with pumpkin bars or cinnamon rolls, and having like a nice dinner on Christmas Eve or on Christmas. You know, like you can grow up with all these different things. And I think it's just important to be like, hey, I grew up with this tradition and it meant a lot to me. So like, can we please try and do this? Or, hey, this meant a lot to me, so let's do this. Or, hey, I saw my friends doing this, how about we try this out? Realize that there are so many activities. And also, my last closing thought is just state if you are upset that things are changing, or hey, like I'm feeling overwhelmed, or I'm feeling anxious, or I'm feeling upset that it's not going to be like how it is. Or, you know, I think a lot of times feelings are suppressed and pushed down and not talked about, when in reality it would be so much better if we just said like, hey, yeah, this is hard for me. This is like me adjusting to this is not as easy as I thought it was going to be, or I was under the impression that this was going to happen. I hope everyone has a wonderful holiday season and a Merry Christmas, and I will catch you guys next time.